All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
All right, hey, this is Act 2 of the podcast. We're getting right back into it. If you missed Act 1, go back and listen to that thing. Otherwise, this isn't going to make any sense. Okay, see ya.
That hurts. So now twice in like 12 hours, I have done that. 15 hours, 16 hours. Who gives a fuck? I didn't even remember meeting her. Oh, nice to meet you. Yeah, you met me. Ah, fucking shit. Goddamn son of a bitch. So awkward. God. I hope that's funny for you folks. I really do hope that you find that amusing when I do that shit. Man, nothing pisses me off more. Today, I was at the school, Jennison, and never before has my hearing issues been more evident. I don't know if you know this, but I have hearing loss, and probably the worst place for me to be in is a echoey room. And with a lot of background noise. So it's me, gigantic gymnasium, 2,000 students, and a pep band playing Metallica. Which, by the way, the Jennison pep band, I'm like, and I noticed it. Master of Puppets. They were playing Master of Puppets, the pep band was, under, God, what was the name of the band director? Linus Guerrera, under the direction of Linus, because I had to announce it. After every fucking song, I was like, yes! Not that I like Metallica, but I just thought it was cool that a pep band is playing Metallica. Master of Puppets! And then what else did they do? And then after that, they did Smoke on the Water. Sousaphone. And this dude walks up to me, and he's got to give me some instruction. One of the faculty. And he's like a barely move your lips guy. And And so I'm putting my hand over my ear, which I tend to do, which does help me hear. Believe it or not, this helps when I do this. And Pooh Bear sees me, and she knows that I'm struggling because I'm like squinting up my eyes. I'm trying to like get a read as to what the fuck he's saying. And then she comes up and says to the guy, he's hard of hearing. So he starts to speak, but no louder. And so then he says something to me about what he wants to do for the, when he wants me to start talking. And I look at Pooh Bear and she goes, in 10 minutes. I go, oh, okay, 10 minutes. I could not hear him. Oh my God, it was so bad. So yeah, that's another thing that's slowing me down. My ears. So then I don't really have, like anything to that happened other than I think everyone there, the only person that people love more than me were the young people and the emotional support dogs. Because you know now in the school, for every student, there is about 11 emotional support animals. So you've got several thousand golden labs there, golden retrievers. Which ones are the ones with the long hair that are real fluffy with a boxy head, long fluffy ears? There's millions of those. They're everywhere. Every time you turn around, there's more dogs than kids. One of them's name was Zeppelin. I love that dog so much. Just the sweetest dog. God, I love dogs. And I noticed that because I've got a microphone and I'm sharing it with my pal Carter. Now, for 2 years in a row, Carter and I have done this exact same game. Now, this is a game last year where when talking about this game, I said a horrible joke. And it got back to, Carter's mom. And she's, like, super cool. So she didn't, like, lose it or anything. But it got back to Pooh Bear. And my ass was in a sling. Ooh, boy. Did you say something? Oh, God, here we go. And it wasn't pretty. And so just yesterday, she said, okay, you know, we're getting close to the big game. Watch yourself. You better watch yourself. And I started to, like, say, I won't do anything. And she was, don't say a word. Don't say, don't answer yes. Don't answer no. Just shut up. And I go, this is not going to be a problem. I can promise you that. But what I did notice is that when doing this game, you know, you're not only announcing who scored the basket, but you can make little anecdotes and maybe a joke here and there. You know, all Eric Zaitunian level jokery. You don't want any. You want 100%. Pedal to the floor, Zaitunian. No, Zane. Not allowed in the building. Get out. Don't come into this world at all. And I was successful in doing that. That is a good thing. Now, who's telling you the story is not Eric Zaitunian. It's Eric Zane telling you the story. But I learned very, very quickly that even Eric Zaitunian jokes in this environment kill. Because I'm getting... I'm getting big laughs on every, you know, G-rated joke that I dropped. Oh my God, I am killing in this room. This is my room. Ugh. Time and place. This was time for Zaitunian to shine. And Carter and I crushed it. So that was fun. One of the people who run the National Special Olympics was there because it was a big event for Jenison because they've made these great strides with their program. And so everybody was happy. It was a great warm and fuzzy. And then I even got to kick the students out because the student body, I mean, I'm not kidding. There's 2,000 students in the stands. And they got to a point in the game when they had to leave because of the fourth hour starting. And so one of the powers that be comes up and he says, hey, they got to go. I go, all right. So he goes, the pep band is done playing Sabbath, Bloody Sabbath or whatever. They even played Crazy Train. When they're done playing Sabbath, Bloody Sabbath, you got to announce that they got to leave. Hey, congrats to the pep band. Thank you so much. You're awesome. I just was handed word that all of you students, thank you for being here. You've done a marvelous job in supporting Unified Game, but got to see you out. Fourth hour's beginning. Let's go. Chop, chop. And they're all just looking at me like, oh, hell no. No one moved. And I go, orders from the top. This guy here. And it's the principal, and his name is Dr. Something. And I cover the mic. I go, who is that? What's his name? Dr. So-and-so. I go, Dr. So-and-so, wave to them. And he waves. I go, he told me to tell you to go. So like, oh, shit. So they all got up and they left. And then we continued on. Afterwards, I got pictures with my boy Carter there, who's getting set to graduate this year. He's wonderful. And then Pooh Bear is actually on the court. Now, there was a moment in the game because Pooh Bear's is like the shadow of a young boy student who is, he requires someone like Pooh Bear there all the time. She's an outstanding communicator with him. And he's nonverbal, but he's out on the court. And in order for him to participate, like Pooh Bear's got to get the ball and like hand it to him, and then he will shoot it. And he did shoot it, and he got a bucket. But the other team, they had this kid on their team named Eli, and Eli is ready to kick some ass. He is doing full Joe Dumars defense on everybody on the court. And he's like high energy, high motor, and he's running around. And so I had to announce this moment because this happened. I said, oh my gosh, the redhead just gave Eli a stiff arm. Eli, who is a special ed player from the opposition, he goes up to try to guard Diana's student that she shadows. And he's going to be able to get it. But if the dude, like, defends him, it's not going to happen. She actually stiff-armed him. Like, what's the name? The running back who does that to everybody. Used to play for the Titans. Chris something or other. She stiff-armed the kid. And then you hear, oh, in the crowd. And I go, oh, the redhead stiff-armed Eli. Holy cow. And then the kid put up the basket and made it. It was awesome. Derrick Henry, that's the guy. She gave him a Derrick Henry. Oh. It was a good time. And that concludes my discussion of this. Almost, because I left my phone there. And I get into my car, my truck, and I'm peeling out of the parking lot. And I go, where's my phone? Oh, God. So I got to pull back in. I go back. It's gone. Someone has the phone. And then, so I go back to principal, Dr. What's-his-name. I go, hey, can you help me out? I don't know. I'm guessing Diana has it. Where are they? And then he goes, I don't know. Let's find him. And we start walking. We walked probably a mile and a half throughout that school. We finally found them, got the phone back, and off I go. And I've completed that without, I don't think, saying anything that is going to get me in trouble. If you think there is anything of questionable nature on here, you need to let me know. But I am on pins and needles even just explaining this to you for fear that I am going to say something ridiculous. I ran into a guy whose name, what was his name? I don't remember now. It might have been Jeremy. And hey, this was a guy who hasn't heard or seen me since I left Free Beer and Hot Wings. So he's like, you know, I was a big fan. I stopped listening right after you left. And so that was about it. And he's what he'd been doing. I go, well, I do a little radio here, a little radio there. And then I said, and I do a podcast, but I don't talk about it. And he goes, why? I go, well, some of the things I say on there aren't the best. I mean, they're enjoyable, I think. I hope. God help me if they're not. It's something to listen to. And he goes, what's it called? I go, he goes, just your name. I go, yeah. He goes, are you on like Spotify? I go, yeah, I'm on all of them. Just look at my name. You'll find it. So with a little luck, that dude actually is listening right now. He is in charge of the school social media, this guy. Nice dude. If you're listening right now, like when I, because this is, of course, becomes the audio podcast later, drop me a line, eric@ericzaneshow.com, and tell me if I got your name right, because I struggle so much with names. It's such an embarrassment. I mean, just with Mallory there, which is Chris's significant other, I couldn't even remember that I even met this woman. I have no memory of that whatsoever. None. I predict if I'm still podcasting, let's see, when did my dad tell me? It was 2017, so 8 years ago, right? If I am still podcasting at 85 years old, which is entirely possible, I predict I will be announcing that I have Alzheimer's or some type of dementia, and then it's going to be up to somebody else to get this podcast going. I still want to do it, you know? I basically want someone here in the house who's going to say, all right, you're rolling. Now just talk. And then I'm not going to know what the fuck I'm talking about. And then they're going to have a timer on the phone. They're going to come back, say, yeah, he's leaving now, and shut it all down. I will probably have 20 times the audience for that than I would for this, which just goes, that's how insulting is that? I won't even have any ability to enjoy it because I won't even know what the hell is going on. I'll be looking at the screen wondering who's talking to me. I just heard from my friend Tom Truman. Tom is the guy who said to me, EZ, you need this thing called Eurolift, which is the doctor goes up your keister and inflates a balloon, and somehow your prostate stops pressing on your bladder. You'll be able to get a normal night's sleep. And you will be able to get off of those drugs, I think, which have ruined your love life. Let's see. Yeah, we have conversations like this all. And he's quite a bit older than me. I think he's about 70. He's so rich, it's unbelievable, this guy. Old Novak, buddy. Easy. I want you to take 5,000 units of vitamin D and magnesium. A friend of mine went through cancer treatment. He was told, and I verified, all cancer patients, when diagnosed, are low in vitamin D. If you are a member of Costco, go there. Both these are very important to take every day. In the back of my head, I'm like, wait a minute, do you think I have cancer? I didn't ask him that. I just wrote, okay, I'll do it. I don't know. I don't know what is going through his brain. That would be weird. That would really slow me down in this show. I'm going to tell you that right now. We have got to get into the story about Trump during the joint session of Congress. At one point in that speech of his, he talked about, because, you know, they've been talking about saving money and wiping out all the what they think is spending that isn't appropriate or whatever. You know, like pediatric cancer and shit like that. At one point during that speech, he said that the U.S. is paying like millions of dollars to study, quote, transgender mice. And so all the Republicans are like, ah, fuck those mice. Oh, my God, I can't believe this shit. All right. So they did a little background, and that's not true. It was the term is transgenic mice, which is doesn't have anything to do with that. That is it's something to do with studying mice for various forms of research and study genetically, so that it, whatever it is that they're doing, try to find cures for, medicines for, whatever. It would be through mice, through transgenic therapy or treatments. It's nothing to do with transgender, which is just remarkable that this is even being discussed. I mean, how ridiculous is that?
Has the government really spent $8 million on making mice transgender?
$8 million for making mice transgender.
Is it really? All right, you see Mike Johnson behind and Vance is like, oh, my God, I can't believe it. They're trying to make mice transgender. Patrick says mice that have human DNA in them. Maybe. I'm not even sure. But I know one thing. It has nothing to do with transgender.
And $8 million on making mice transgender.
$8 million for making mice transgender.
Is it real? Here's some more context.
This is real.
The president made this claim during a joint address to the...
All right, now, we all know Trump is a fucking moron, okay?
And even if it did say transgenic, he's just going to say transgender. It must mean the same thing. I mean, that's how dumb he is. So this all lines up, frankly.
U.S. Congress on Tuesday, as he was speaking about the Department of Government Efficiency.
A group of very intelligent, mostly young people.
Now, I am not against the government cutting the fat. I'm somewhere in, I can't even describe where I am. When I see some of the things that they've been spending money on, alpaca farming in Brazil or whatever, that grants for stupid shit in other countries that make no sense. Yeah, I'm all for that. I'm also for some of the government employees, some of the departments being shrunken quite a bit and making the ones that are still there do more work. I'm all about that. I've lived my whole life under that specter in that type of job setting. So I don't give a shit. I don't think necessarily that wiping out pediatric cancer research is a good move. But whatever, that's, I guess, what's happening.
Headed up by Elon, and we appreciate it.
The president claimed that scientists are making mice transgender. The White House followed up on that claim, pushing out this release on Wednesday. It lists six government-funded health studies totaling around $8.3 million. We looked through all of them. Here is what we found. Scientists are not trying to make mice transgender. However, they are studying the impacts of hormone therapy, which can be used for gender-affirming healthcare. Look at this one, for example. Researchers at Indiana University are using $3.1 million in federal funds to study whether the estrogen hormone might contribute to a greater chance of asthma in women. This one, okay, for $455,000, uses mice to study how certain hormone therapies may impact someone's immune response to an HIV vaccine. Another one examines how gender-affirming hormone therapy may impact someone's risk for breast cancer. Two more look into the impact of hormone therapies, one on how testosterone may affect fertility, the other on the impact to the gut microbiome. The last one, a $1.2 million NIH grant, uses transgenic mice, not transgender mice.
How embarrassing.
And the study focuses on improving healthcare outcomes for LGBTQ plus patients.
Okay, now that right there, that last thing, that's the problem. So if MAGA Republicans are corrected, all right, with, and then you say, yeah, but it is to help LGBTQ plus outcomes, they're going to say, oh, well, fuck that too.
Care outcomes for LGBTQ plus patients. So with all of that said, is this claim true?
$8 million for making mice transgender.
Many of the studies were looking into hormone therapies and their
impact. I just feel bad for the mouse. I hate that.
However, there is no evidence in any of the research or the reports that we looked into that suggests these studies were funded specifically to make mice transgender.
It's embarrassing.
In Cincinnati, Connor Stephan.
It's embarrassing that this even has to be spelled out. But now that it's come out of his mouth, people who love Trump, they're not going to believe anything other than they're using $8.5 million to make mice transgender. Excuse me. I don't know what my problem is. Come on now. I mean, you would have to, even if you're a big lover of Trump and you love MAGA and you hate liberals, you have to say that that is absolute bullshit. One of the dumbest things ever. Now, I guess the question is, did someone tell Trump that, or did he read it and interpret it in his own stupid way? Because if I'm Trump and I'm like, well, wait a minute, what the fuck? Which one of you assholes told me to say they're using $8.5 million to make mice transgender? You're fucking fired. I look like an idiot. My God. All right. Rebecca says the trans part of transgenic means they are implanting human genes in mice to better mimic what would happen in people. Rebecca says cut the fat, but it helps to know what fat they are cutting instead of just broadly cutting everyone and having to rehire staff at a higher pay because you fucked up. Oh, without a doubt. But this is what he wants to do. He's just going to cut it to the bone and then figure it out, you know? Let's see. Maybe Trump understood what it means and didn't care. Maybe. He just doesn't give a shit. He's got the football and the football field and the players. He can say and do what he wants, and there ain't a goddamn thing anybody can do about it. If I'm Trump at this point, I would just say, because I think he had a meeting. There's a word on the street that he had a meeting with Musk and said, I want you to start cutting with a scalpel instead of a hatchet. So, you know, that, I don't know if Musk is bright enough to, because he's bright, but only in an Asperger-y way. If he can figure out what he actually means by that, he's saying you need to be more precise in what you're doing to laying people off or firing people than what you're doing. Now, whether or not that happens, I don't know. But it would not surprise me if all funding for everything in the United States is cut. Like, there is no funding. So instantly, the wealth level of the government becomes that of, like, Dubai, you know? Stand by.
Hey, don't do that. No.
Roostate Blob, he says he won't even be able to read the nuke codes inside the nuclear football. I said this a long ago, that this presidency is going to be so entertaining. Trump on the astronauts stuck in space. This is what I mean. These two astronauts have been at the International Space Station for way too long. Trump and Musk's claim has been that Biden and Harris said, fuck them, we're not going to get them. So now Trump is riding in on the white horse, and he's like, I am going to save these two.
Owning a boat comes with a number of perks, like being able to fling your favorite fishing rod around. And here's another perk. GEICO's boat insurance covers your boat and your belongings. And with specialist support from agents that are as passionate about boating as you are, there's so much value that you'll want to high-five someone. But not while you're holding your fishing rod. That's a prized possession. So hold on tight with both hands and keep it covered through boat insurance. Get more with GEICO.
This is what he had to say about it. Now, I don't understand the comment about the hair. Well, I rarely understand what the fuck he's saying, but listen to this shit.
But this president won't let it happen. We're going to get them out. We're coming up to get you. I've authorized Elon. I said, can you get them out? Because, you know, they've been left up there. I hope they like each other. But they've been, maybe they'll love each other. I don't know. But they've been left up there. Think of it. And I see the woman with the wild hair. Good solid head of hair she's got. There's no kidding.
What the fuck is he talking about?
No games with her hair, but
let me back that up.
And you know, the wild hair, good solid hair up there, think of it. And I see the woman with the wild hair, good solid head of hair. She's
good solid head of hair.
God, there's no kidding. There's no games with her hair, but
there's no games with her hair.
And you know, there's a danger up there too.
So he's going from, we got to get them out, we're coming to get you, and there's a danger up there. In between that, there's a lady with a good solid head of hair and no games with her hair. We could say that about Chris D. Good solid head of hair, no games with his hair.
They can have some failures up there that would be very bad. You got to get them out. So I've authorized Elon. A week ago, I said, you know, we have two people up there that Biden and Kamala left up there. And he knows it very well. I said, are you equipped to get him? He said, yeah, he's got a starship. And they're preparing it right now. And so Elon is going to go up and.
God, that was all crazy. God damn. I like this guy. He speaks like a regular person, and that's one of the many reasons why he's so popular. I don't know any people who speak like that. If I'm in the room with someone who speaks like that, I'm leaving the room. Ugh. She's got a good, solid head of hair. Who the fuck says that? Ladies and gentlemen, Joe Martinez is here. Yes or no? Still on the mend? Feeling good? On the road to recovery? He's had a rough 6 months. Fair to say that this has given you some perspective in the past 6 months about things in your life and your... I don't know. Is it changing you? You had some health challenges recently. How are you? I hope you're doing okay, buddy. What about Elon Musk and the Starship? The fact that he described it as a starship. We have a starship. Is that what we describe those? I don't know. Blue State Rob refers to him as Dementia Donnie. I don't think he has dementia. I think he just doesn't give a shit about anything. Chris says, good grief, they aren't alone. Rebecca says, we're fucked. Joe has a question. I'm not sure what he means. He writes, where is the slut? Now, I don't know what you're talking about there. I don't know anyone who is a slut. The one who hasn't been seen since he went into office. Are you referring to the First Lady, Melania Trump, as the slut? Yeah, I don't know if that's true. I don't even know if that's who you're referring to. Badger says Tophus? No, Tophus is not a slut, guys. Come on now. We got to take it easy with him. If we're going to win him back, we cannot do this. You know? Joe, while you're here, let me ask you, what do you think of this tattoo? Honest impression. Joe Martinez. If someone said, hey, I want you to have this tattoo, what would be your opinion of this tattoo right here? David says, the news link that I sent you, EZ, is related to Elon. Okay. Okay. I don't know if this is the starship that Trump was planning on using to get those astronauts back, but there appears to be a setback of sorts. Tom Yamas. With this guy who I forget his name.
Tom Costello is at Kennedy Space Center. The images are just coming in. Tom, what exactly happened here?
This was the eighth attempt to run a test flight for Starship, and it didn't get far.
I like his hair. He looks good.
We saw the booster rocket come right back down to the launch pad as planned shortly after liftoff. Perfect in every way. But at the same time, Starship itself began tumbling out of control. SpaceX Mission Control said they'd lost control of that vehicle and lost contact with it. And then we began getting reports that debris was raining down over certain Caribbean islands off the coast of Florida. So far, no reports of any injuries, but we did see air traffic control at several airports put every plane in a holding position until the debris was down. In addition, this looks very much like what happened back in January when Starship also broke up over the Turks and Caicos. This is all about getting a rocket that someday can go to the moon.
Here at home.
It's a little strange that, you know, if you think about it, in the whatever years it was that we actually did go to the moon, why don't we just do that or make that, use that as your basis? Those were successfully, regularly going to the moon. Why is that suddenly like a new goal that seems to be unattainable with the most? Did no one save the notes about how you get to the moon? Yoda World says that's the crux of the we didn't even go there arguments. Well, that's tough to ignore. I'm not going to lie to you. If we've already been to the moon, basically you just dust the shit off and go after it. It shouldn't be that. You just have to replicate it. I'm kind of, that's the first time that I think something that has just come out of my mouth has aligned with a group of people that I would ridicule on a regular basis. My usual response to anybody who says we didn't go to the moon would be, get the fuck away from me, you psychopath. But now here I am on my own coming up with a point that that people who I would describe as psychopaths and crazy people, that has been part of their discussion about how we didn't ever go to the moon in the first place. Now, I do believe we went to the moon. Ultimately, I don't have a good reason why we're struggling. Nor do I have a good reason why we even want to go there. I've heard all this talk about going to the moon and going to Mars. And it just seems ridiculous, in my opinion. Unless there is something that's going to come out of those efforts that are undeniably fantastic for humanity in the coming years that are down the road. I know we get a lot through space programs. Nader says SpaceX is half-assing it, everything, to save money. Piano Finger Banger says we do these things because they are hard, easy. Well, I understand that, but what's the goal in mind? Like, for example, it's hard for Jeremy to lose weight. And anything worth doing is hard. But at the end of the attempt, he has lost weight. That is the goal. Other than just getting there, I mean, what's there? Is it an inexhaustible amount of minerals that can make every man, woman, and child wealthy beyond their wildest dreams? Who knows? What is the goal? Just to go? Because that's bullshit. Who wants to do that in anything? I wouldn't just drive to Granville. Hey, I'm here. Okay, great. Let's go home. Yeah, come on. Chris says, except for the photographs from other countries showing our moon landers. That's true. I think another country just put one down. I forget who. Blue State Rob says the goal is to have people living on other planets because this one is eventually going to die off if we don't kill ourselves fighting over stupid shit like transgender mice. The fate of mankind depends on space travel. Yeah. That seems kind of flimsy. I don't think it has anything to do with that. There's got to be a better reason. No one really gives a shit about saving humanity. Come on now. That isn't even a concern of anyone's. Even you. Don't give me that. Thank you to Tag Accounting. Get your taxes done from Tag Accounting. You can call 616-301-9516. They did my taxes. They do the business taxes. They do the NFK's taxes and Madison's taxes. And they can do yours, too, from anywhere in the U.S., start by calling 616-301-9516, 616-301-9516. From anywhere in the U.S., they can do your taxes. It's that simple. And you've got over a month, but I suggest you call ASAP and get on their radar. All right, 616-301-9516. Begin your paintball adventure at TC Paintball. TCPaintballGR.com is their website. In West Michigan, head on over to TC Paintball. Book an event today. It could be like maybe with the neighborhood kids in the neighborhood with your kid, workplace team building, maybe a bachelor party. They've got youth leagues. They happen on Wednesdays. If you need more information, go to TC Paintball GR. Outstanding place for a good time. Thank you to them. They've been a sponsor of mine for 9 years plus. Thank you. All right. Where are we now? Let's see. Tattoo. We've talked about that plenty. Let's see. Anything more Trump related? All right. This story out of Australia. They're getting ready at an airport. The airliner to back out. And they're doing the checklist thing. All the passengers are there. They're all in their seats, ready to go. And a maintenance guy boards the plane. Looks a little young to be a maintenance guy. But the flight attendant is like, what the hell is going on here? Turns out this is not a flight attendant. It's a 17-year-old psychopath who decided he was going to hijack the plane. And he got himself a shotgun, and he found a hole in the fence in the perimeter. He probably cut a hole in the fence and just walked into the restricted area. And now he's walking through there, and he gets to, like, where the planes are, where they taxi, and they go to the gates with the jet bridge. And he walks up the jet bridge, and there he is. And no one has said shit to him. The first person who says anything to him is the flight attendant. She goes, can I help you? And he goes, yeah, you can help me and get the fuck out of my way. He pulls a double-barreled shotgun out. Thankfully, Barry Clark, a passenger, tackled the suspect. And I guess it's always great in these stories because you hear it's always someone who's like a jiu-jitsu expert or maybe an air marshal shoots him. Or in this case, this guy's a boxer. I looked up, and then within a second, I saw the barrel of the shotgun. I thought to myself, that's not a tool, and that should not be on a plane. When I saw the gun, I said to myself, we're in trouble here. I thought, I've got to do something. This all happened in a matter of seconds. The guy, Barry Clark, former professional boxer and a sheep shearer. So he's the guy who, in those videos, who, you know, he grabs the sheep and then, and the thing's going, ah! That's him. He grabbed the gun, pushed the flight attendant away so she would not be hit if the gun discharged. He says, I then proceeded to do what I had to do and just put him in a bit of a lock, got his hand, twisted it, and put it up in his back like one of these. Did your brother ever do that to you or your sister? Ah, fucking terrible. Threw him to the floor and then put my knee in his back and held him in a position that he calls the Chauvin. That's a joke. But he couldn't get out. They keep calling this guy a boy. He's 17. Victoria Police Superintendent Michael Reed told reporters the boy climbed through a hole in the airport security fence before making his way to the plane stairs. They credited the dude, the pilot, and another passenger with restraining the kid. 150 people on board. God knows what this kid was going to do. Is it really that easy? All you got to do, walk up to the fence, snip the fence, walk through. No one says shit. You know, I'd like to say that it would be impossible to do this anywhere in the U.S., but something tells me it's absolutely possible to do something like this in the U.S. Like, there's literally nothing we can do if someone wanted to do something like this. The airport chief security talked about the response. Yeah, that's a guy who's like trying to say that they did everything right and is probably fearful for his job. Like, remember when the dude shot Trump and all the terrible things that were revealed that the Secret Service did not do? The fact that people in the crowd were like, hey, there's a guy with a gun up there. And they said, yeah, shut up. Shit like that. Blob says kid should have waited to become an Army helicopter pilot if he wanted to take down a passenger plane. Rob, have I ever told you that sometimes you worry me? You know? Molly says, is that Darla, by the way? I never have video. Yeah, that's our little girl. Sound asleep. I can't believe it's taken you this long to see her. All right. There's a kid that's been missing from Atlanta for 7 years. And this is one of those scenarios where, like, you had the kid was in, like, had, like, in custody between mom and dad. So then all of a sudden mom doesn't return the kid when, like, the parenting time is over. And then they're, like, wondering what the fuck, you know? Well, this happened here. And the mom fled, and she found another dude or whatever, and the kid has been with her for years. And so the dad and the family of this kid have thought that the kid's dead, and they've been on, like, the FBI's most wanted list. Well, these two assholes and the kid busted into a house that was, like, under construction or something like that, and the cops showed up, and then it took a little bit, but the cops figured out that that kid had been missing. And then they actually, while they're doing their investigation, while the people are still in the house being detained, that this kid that's with them has been missing for 7 years. This is quite a story, and it just started to unfold yesterday. I'm going to take a look at that right now. This is pretty interesting.
Courthouse, and I didn't have my son. And then finally, we realized that
this was featured on Netflix.
Kidnapped him. She kidnapped him and ran.
It was a 7-year-old kidnapping cold case that grabbed national attention. Now over, thanks to the quick actions of Douglas County deputies. Thanks for joining us for Denver 7 News at 5 this Wednesday. I'm Micah Smith.
And I'm Jacqueline Allen. A 14-year-old boy is safe tonight. Two people police say are involved. One of them, his mother, now behind bars.
Denver 7's Veronica Acosta is breaking down the major break in the case that officials are calling nothing short of a miracle.
Oh, interesting. It's a 19 warrant.
This is the moment.
There, you'll have it all. You'll have her name, date of birth, the warrant.
Douglas County deputies realize what they'd encounter.
What we need to do is figure out what kid is missing. Oh, yep. Well, we haven't run the kids yet.
No, we haven't.
Yep, that's her.
Last week, they were called to what they thought was a trespassing call on an empty home in a Highlands Ranch neighborhood. What they learned after 5 hours of investigative work was much more urgent.
A 14-year-old boy has been safely recovered after being missing for 7 long years.
7-year-old Abdul Aziz Khan had been missing for 7 years. Police say Aziz's mom, who didn't have custody, took Aziz from his father in 2018.
We went to 11 different states looking for this young lady and the child, and it had really gone cold.
Until February 23rd, when police say Rabia Khalid, Aziz's mom, and Elliot Bourgeois broke into this for-sale home, all caught on security video by the homeowner and then reported to police.
They knew something wasn't right. They were following their gut, and they investigated further.
When officers arrived, the suspects were exiting the home, and two children were waiting in a vehicle. Police say Aziz was one of them.
When the deputies contacted the child in the driveway, the child immediately called the two people inside. So we believe that the child was actually coached on what to say if they came into contact with law enforcement.
After disappearing from the life of his father, police say the reunification process is still in the works.
It's still ongoing.
I wouldn't even want that kid back. You know, he's been brainwashed for 7 years. I'd say you can have him.
It's going to take some time for them to get to that level. After Aziz was abducted 7 years ago.
The National Center for Missing and Exploited
Children. I would lock the kid up, too. I mean, let's be honest here. This kid's going to be fucked up. This is the first thing this kid's going to do. Like Monday, we'll be reporting about a school shooting.
Children says they've had this case on their radar for years, even helping it get on a Netflix episode of Unsolved Mysteries at one point.
We just knew it was a matter of time. The family never gave up, and we certainly never gave up.
As for those two suspects, they're being held in the Douglas County.
This chick has bigger arms than free beer.
Jail on a $1 million bond. They have a preliminary hearing set for the end of the month. In Denver, Veronica Acosta, Denver 7.
Closure on a cold.
I like how in the background, while Veronica is wrapping up her report, you got this LARPer with empty Coke bottles and Coke cans in the background. Looks great. Yeah, that's wild. Jesus. Blob says Stockholm Syndrome can be a real bitch. Yeah, that's weird. Yeah, I would be so concerned with the kid. God damn, that is scary shit. Crazy. Man. All right. Before we wrap up with the asshole of the day, and if you have a suggestion for asshole of the day, by all means, leave it in the chat. Keep in mind, a week from tomorrow, the Grand Rapids Gold are back in action, and I want you to be there. Go to NBAGrandRapids.com to get tickets for NBA Jam Night. Isn't that what I said? Toontown Night? What is it? NBA Jam Night, not NBA Jam. What's the one with LeBron James? And before that, it was Michael Jordan. They made like an animated film. Wasn't that called NBA Jam? I don't know. Anyway, Space Jam. That's it. NBA Jam is the fucking basketball game. God, the video game. He's on fire. We're getting nominations for Freebeer's arm. Anyway, NBAGrandRapids.com. If you want to go to the Grand Rapids Gold game Saturday. Thank you to King's Room Barbershop. 3 locations in Grand Rapids. Northland Drive, Caledonia, and at 821 36th Street. They've been cutting hair for almost 51 years. All dudes and chicks who like short hair. More info at kingsroom.net. That's kingsroom.net for more information. Exact locations, hours, and schedules, all at kingsroom.net. You remember when I said there's no way I'm going to take a nap? I think I'm going to take a nap. I feel like fucking taking a nap now. It's amazing what just sitting here will do to a person. But I'm getting exhausted for some reason. Freebeer's arm is your asshole of the day. As always, you've been an outstanding audience. I couldn't do it without you. Thank you for supporting the podcast. I'll be with you a little later on Patreon, patreon.com/Eric Zane. And that is it. Today's edition of the Eric Zane Show podcast. Bob writes, 8 p.m. Patreon. Talk to you later, folks. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.